What do you call bread that's in loaves that's made out of white flour? Just what you buy at the store.
Called another loaf of bread. That's what I call it.
What do you call a round pastry? Well, it's sweet. It's round. It's about that big around. And it's got a hole in the middle.
A muffin.
Okay. Now, what about something that you can buy, that you buy in stores a lot of times, and it's round, and it has a hole in the middle of it, and it's sort of puffy, and it might have sugar on the top.
I know what you call that, but I can't call it now. I'll be the menu.
Okay. Well, I'll come back to it. Some of these things, if you don't think I'm right away, we'll just skip them and come back to them later. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Come folks call them batter cakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Call it side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head?
I call it pressed meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A plum peach.
Okay. And how about a peach whose meat comes from the seed easily?
Call that Kinesi peach.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Yeah, a butter bean, a lima bean. You know you have to shell them.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
None as I know. It's just two names was given.
Two names for the same thing? Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Call them greens, turnip greens, just the turnip.
Okay.
And I don't know nothing about beets. I ain't never eaten no beet top.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Mole, rat.
Yeah, that's true. But this is something that's not quite like a rat. It's more like a squirrel than a rat.
Well, it must be a squirrel.
Do you all? I don't know if you have them around here. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels or grannies around here?
I used to get a squirrel bees around here, but they're eating squirrels. Folks get out and hunt squirrels just like they hunt a rabbit.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
A skunk cat.
Do you have those around here?
Sure do.
I bet you wish you didn't.
Sure do wish that.
What do you call a little thing that's about that big around, and some live on land and some live in the water, and they hop?
Frog.
Okay. Now, would you call it anything different if it lived?
I ain't never known nothing but just a frog. They call some a highland frog and some a bullfrog. That one stays in water.
Okay. And the highland frog lives on the land? Okay. What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? You hear them sometimes before it's going to rain.
I know that, but I can't. What is the cake? You know this cake?
No, this is still a frog. It's a kind of frog. Yeah, sometimes they live up in trees, I think.
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I ain't never heard nothing but a bait.
Okay. Do you have any particular name for very big fat worms that people use sometimes?
Lip one.
Okay.